Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. WNBA star Brittany Griner is being checked by medical specialists at a U.S. military base in San Antonio after being freed by Russia. Her release is drawing praise from the family of a Michigan man still held by Russia. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports on the family of Paul Whelan.
It's been almost 4 years since Russia arrested Paul Whelan and alleged he had classified information Whelan says he thought were vacation photos. He's serving a 16-year prison sentence for espionage, which he has vehemently denied. U.S. officials offered a trade for both Brittany Griner and Whelan, but his brother, David Whelan, says officials indicate Russia was not interested.
If they are looking for something that is of parity, where Paul is considered a spy in the Russian legal system, will it take for the U.S. government to find a Russian spy in order to be able to complete an exchange and bring Paul home?
Whelan says his brother fears he might not survive another 12 years in the dirty and potentially dangerous conditions of a Russian penal colony. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
A triple-demic means Americans are facing renewed recommendations for masking and, in some areas, potential mandates. NPR's Amy Held says this comes as flu, RSV, and COVID-19 send hospital rates rising.
Hospitals are at about 80% capacity nationwide, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. That's as high as any time of the pandemic. But far fewer beds, just 5%, are being taken up by COVID patients now. Instead,
we're seeing a lot of flu in the United States, and this rise is quite early.
Dr. Preethi Mulani with the University of Michigan tells NPR she's concerned. She and the CDC are recommending masking up, especially as the holidays send people crowding indoors. Coronavirus cases are climbing, too. In Los Angeles County, they're up at least 3/4 from a couple weeks ago. And depending on hospitalizations, a mask mandate could return to the nation's most populous county as soon as next month. Amy Held, NPR News.
A Colorado judge has unsealed documents in a case about the suspect accused of a mass shooting at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub. The documents are from an incident last year. That's when police arrested Anderson Aldrich in connection with a bomb threat against some family members. But those family members refused to cooperate. The case was dropped and the record sealed. El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen says that's why there was no official record of Aldrich's past criminal activity.
A judge dismisses the case and seals it, and then we go out into the hallway with the media person that was sitting in the courtroom. The media person asks us about that case. Even though it just happened, we have to say no record exists.
Aldrich is suspected in the slayings of 5 people last month at the nightclub. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 33,808. The NASDAQ is up more than 50 points. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is no longer a Democrat. She says she is switching her party affiliation to independent. Sinema, a moderate, is taking the action the same week the Democrats secured a 51-vote majority in the U.S. Senate. Sinema says she will not caucus with the Republicans. A baby has been born on a migrant rescue boat in the central Mediterranean Sea. As NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports, the baby, named Ali, was born only hours after he and his mother were saved, along with others, from an overcrowded rubber dinghy as they tried to reach Europe.
Video footage from the rescue ship shows a doctor recording the strong little heartbeat of baby Ali during his first moments in this world. His mother was one of some 90 people that had crowded into a smuggler's boat from Libya in the hopes of a better life in Europe. The charity Doctors Without Borders says a 10-year-old was among several children that were travelling alone. Ali's mother had 3 other children with her. The charity said after Ali's birth, Malta agreed to allow the mother and baby to shore for medical care, but insisted her other children remain on the migrant boat. Doctors Without Borders refused to separate the family, which was eventually allowed into Italy. Hundreds of other rescued migrants remain waiting on ships at sea, with European countries unwilling to take them. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
In Sri Lanka, schools are closed today because of extreme pollution. Officials say unhealthy air from India is filtering into the island nation. The air quality warning comes as a powerful storm is triggering heavy rain and winds in Sri Lanka. This is NPR.